Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest is an author, educator, and small business owner who has recently released a new book of short stories entitled The Night I Prayed to Elvis, which has been receiving some positive reviews. James D. McAllister lives, writes, and works in Columbia, and we have him on the phone. James, welcome to the program.
Hi there. Thank you for having me, my friend.
So tell us a little bit more about yourself and your various lines of work.
Okay, well, I'll try to keep it brief. I've had a very interesting life. I've done a few different things, including being an archivist at the University of South Carolina, working on the Movie Tone News collection. I'm a small business owner for the last almost 30 years. My wife, Jen, and I own Loose Lucy's in Five Points. We sell tie-dyed t-shirts and rock and roll t-shirts and bohemian clothing and posters and incense. I have taught creative writing at Midlands Tech, and I have also published a dozen books.
All right, now share with us how you got into the writing business.
The writing was something I wanted to do from childhood and did as a kid. I was a high school newspaper reporter and editor, yearbook editor, and I wrote fiction. My first short story was published while I was in high school, the high school literary magazine, you know. I got away from that. I wanted to make films. I was just a creative type. I got distracted by movies and filmmaking for a while. And I finally remembered when I turned 35 that I wanted to be a Southern novelist. And so I got back to it then and put everything I had into writing and wrote quite a lot before I got anything published. But then I had a short story win a national contest and I was off to the races.
How difficult is it for our listeners who are thinking about breaking into the business of being an author? How difficult is this?
I would call it one of the more difficult paths you can choose. What's different now is that you can be a writer and your own publisher. I was published by other people, and then in 2017, I started my own imprint because it's very difficult to get published. You have to have a lot of patience and tenacity to either get published or to simply write a book that's worthy of publishing yourself.
And so how fruitful is self-publishing?
It's a labor of love. I write what I call Southern literary fiction, and anything that's literary is always going to have a smaller audience. The people who have a lot of success at self-publishing tend to be genre writers, meaning they're writing romance or horror or action adventure novels. That's not exactly what I do. But it's a very fulfilling process, a creative process, and I do sell every one of my books that comes out. I do sell some of them.
All right. Now, walk us through what brought this latest book to be.
Sure. The Night I Prayed to Elvis is my second collection of short stories, and these are very close to my heart. They are not recent works, but they are things, pieces that I wrote. You know, back in that period I was talking about after I decided to write again, and I chose the path, as you are advised to do, of writing what you know. So I took pieces of my life and experiences and crafted short stories around them. And, you know, I revised this material quite a bit through the years. It didn't just sit in the trunk for 20 years waiting to come out. And I always knew I would bring out a collection like this, and it was simply time, and I polished them up and got them squared away, and here we are.
And I'm just going to assume one of the stories has something to do with Elvis?
Yes. Some of these are inspired not by my experiences, but my wife's experiences. And she had a story she recalled about the day Elvis died and seeing the news when she was over at the old Sears in Five Points that used to be on Hardin Street, seeing Elvis's face on a wall full of televisions. And that was kind of her, it was, you know, death became real. Sometimes for us when a celebrity we see every day passes away. And that was the inspiration for that.
Well, James, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. I'm honored to be on this program. Thank you, my friend.
James D. McAllister lives and writes and works in Columbia, South Carolina, and we will have a link to his webpage posted at ours so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.